Chapter 4. The Gamora Festival does not travel like other circuses, groups of wanderers, bands of musicians, thieves, or markets, because it is all of those at the same time. If someone stood at the peak of the winding pass, the stony, barren mountains we are crossing to reach the city of Cartona, it would appear as if an entire burning city were on the move beneath them. Due to the suddenness of our departure, tents are still raised and wheeled on platforms. Parties continue in the downhill as the sun begins to rise, and the white torches glimmer within the haze of smoke. It goes on for miles, with a population of over 10,000 inhabitants. Our nickname is the Wandering City. If that same person had watched the Gamora Festival travel before, they would also realize that its atmosphere feels different this morning. More subdued and downcast. There's less music, laughing and cheering since the Frisians kicked us out. Or maybe the morning wind is cooler than usual, and it's just a chill. Gamora is older than anyone can remember, and unlikely to be intimidated by the actions of a single up-mountain city-state. Perhaps I am the only one in Gamora feeling the chill. Perhaps, after Gil's death, the music, laughing, and cheering is quieter only to me. Apart from Tree, who prefers to walk on his own, my family sleeps in two separate caravans when we travel. One for Crown, Gil, Unu, and Dew, and Blister, and one for the rest of us. I sleep between Nicoletta and Venera. Hawk's feet are across from mine and sometimes kick me during the day while we rest. The caravan is packed full of trunks, the floor covered in blankets, and the ground in between littered with popcorn kernels and peanut shells. I sit up and stare out the window at the winding pass peaks jutting into the sky, mere silhouettes through Gamora's smoke. The sun has risen, barely. Gamora is beginning to go to bed, and I have yet to fall asleep. The memories of Gil's corpse and his brief burial a few hours ago continue to haunt.